dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, our second show of 2010. I don't know if it can live up to yesterday, because obviously it was the best show of the year. We're just glad to have you along with us. We're going to be giving away our final couple sets of tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters performing tonight at the Viero Events Center. Not a whole lot going on, not even that much in the high school scene to get back in. I think a lot of people like to take this night off, coming off the holiday break, get a few more practices. And let's face it, with all the weather in Nebraska, from time to time you have to reschedule, and it's a good night to reschedule games for if you missed them in December. So there's a couple of those out there as well. So we'll be giving you Harlem Globetrotter tickets. It's Tuesday. Troutman's Tuesday trivia coming up. $25 gift card to Troutman's is on the line. And it gets a little more interesting in the Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em Bowl Championship Edition after last night's game, because it's still in the air. We thought if TCU won, it could possibly be over, but today we eliminate another of the four finalists, which is now three because Jim from Loomis is a loser. And I'm pretty sure he had TCU yesterday, so he's 11-12. So he stinks.
It's not good.
Yeah, he did. He did have TCU.
But Derek will be giving us that, and we'll talk about that here in just a moment on the Doug and Danny Show. But, again, I start 2010 as I ended 2009. A winner. And nobody probably knows what this is, but it's the fight song of the Fighting Potato Heads at Boise State. 17-10 last night. I guess you say what you will about that football game. I think they were very tight. But Boise State scored 17 points, probably should have scored a lot more. And I'm not sure TCU should have. So defend what you want, and anybody that shot emails yesterday, eat it. Boise State, as predicted, not only covers, but is the outright winner over TCU and will be ranked third in the country in the final poll, as they should be.
Congratulations on going unbeaten. Now here's your number three ranking.
Now, nobody can probably... You watched most of the game, all the game?
I did watch all the game. Yeah. This is Chris Basta from the Kearney Hub, co-hosting with Doug.
I didn't introduce you today. Yesterday there was such a line outside. We had to tell them you're engaged, and then they all went away.
Well,
I thought maybe if we didn't exactly throw out your name today, maybe the paparazzi and the fan base and all the college girls would leave you alone.
Well, I told my mom I was going to be on the radio today, so there's at least one girl out there listening right now, probably.
Chris Basnett from the Kearney Hub of filling in. See how quickly we forget the other guy that used to co-host the show?
Who was that? Who?
Chris Basnett.
There's another guy?
He was here yesterday, and just today he's already the part of the family. Chris Basnett, sports writer for the Kearney Hub. Hey, thanks for coming in again today.
It's always a pleasure to be among such... Radio royal. I can't even say it. I'm so excited. Radio royalty.
I could tell. good thing the desk comes up that high. Anyway, Daddy is still gone on vacation, and I don't know. I assume that's why we have been under clouds for so long. Not because we're gloomy, but because he is sucking up the sun somewhere in a much, much warmer
place.
And
he needs a lot of sun to suck up.
Well, sucking it up or blocking it?
Well, one of the two. Maybe both.
A lot of suns that he usage for the daddy. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the stories of the year. If you've been following what Chris has been doing in the Kearney Hub, the last three editions are wrapping up today. They've been looking at some of the games and performances of the past year. We're going to touch on that, plus the top 10 stories that they had in the Hub, and we'll look at that a little bit as well. As we said, the giveaway is coming up today. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, there's a couple of things. The new rankings are out for classes C and D that have a lot of people there. But I think people are anxious, right, Derek? About our you've got them figured up to the second.
I've got them figured up. Well, there's only one.
I'm anxious.
And this is our next elimination, right?
That is correct.
Because mathematically, we said Jim. Well, not mathematically. Jim way out of the
picture. Yeah, Jim from Loomis gone.
So that leaves us with Wes from Amherst, Chris from Lawrence, and Justin from Kearney. Three finalists. And again, folks, if you're new to the program or just moved to town or your radio broke over the holidays and it's stuck on this station, you have to listen to us. These are the four people that defeated Daddy and I in our college picks weekly on the Doug and Daddy Show. So 4 out of 15, we had an 11-4 record, but I dare say I think it's the best the callers have ever done. As far as straight up beating Daddy.
Yeah, better than last year. We had two people last year, is that correct?
Well, and it's,
we had two.
And let's face it, Derek. Had they just went up against me, still 11-4, I think.
Yeah, they probably would have.
Daddy carried us, I think, once.
A lot of parity.
Continue to throw him under the bus while he's not here.
Absolutely.
But it's time to eliminate another. Because yesterday, Jim was 11-11 from Loomis. Now 13-10 and being eliminated. We are eliminating from the farthest east portion of our region. Chris from Lawrence, I'm sorry, you're no longer in the running for the Doug and Daddy recliners.
Hi.
From the Lazy Boy recliners from Bruce Furniture, and we want to thank them for all their participation all year long and all the fine folks on the weekly giveaways here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You even had TCU last night, and that officially knocked you out. So that leaves it down to Wes from Amherst and Justin from Kearney. And I guess now we can reveal the truth, right?
Yes.
Because it's up in the air.
It is
up in the air.
It is all up in the air, and here's the story. It all comes down to tonight's game. Justin currently has a one-game lead over Wes. Wes needed Boise State to win last night. Boise State won, so he is 14-9. Justin is 15-8. Wes has Iowa winning tonight, and Justin has Georgia Tech winning tonight. If Georgia Tech wins the game, Justin will be the proud owner of two Lazy Boy recliners from Bruce Furniture. And even if Georgia Tech loses tonight, he is not eliminated, because then we come down to the tiebreaker. And again, when you leave some, you know how it is to do it right, do it yourself.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it could come down to. But I Georgia Tech favored tonight, slight favorite over Iowa. Then it would come down to the tiebreaker, because both picked Central Michigan to beat Troy, and both picked Texas to beat Alabama. So it will come down to the Texas-Alabama score. If Iowa wins tonight, Wes is still alive. If Georgia Tech wins tonight, Justin wins outright, and it won't matter.
And boom goes the dynamite.
What happens in the national championship. So, Chris and Jim, thanks so much for participating. Thanks for being a winner. Congratulations. You are now third and fourth, and it's down to Justin and Wes. Good job, Wes, hanging with Boise State. He was the only one that took Boise State.
The gritty underdog, Wes.
You know,
like his Broncos.
I'm trying to see. Let's see. Everybody picked Nebraska, right? I'm looking. Yeah.
Everybody picked
Nebraska.
Yep.
Okay. So we can't make fun of anybody there. All right. We'll put those back in the vault until tomorrow, and we'll see if we have a winner. 888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number you're going to need to win. And we will also put that number out there, of course, if you want to call and comment on anything on the Doug and Daddy Show or throw out a suggestion, a topic. Also, the Dent Popper inbox, wide open. Dent Popper, home of the Arm Aligning. And, it's a new year, and all this horrid weather, I think maybe you're getting dents more than just from hail over the summer. You've probably had a few fender benders, a few dings, maybe just trying to scrape stuff off, it doesn't look like you want. They'll give you a free estimate. They'll get you set up at the Dent Popper on the Breaks of the Downtown Kearney Center. And that email address, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Type it in once, save it in your bookmarks, and you'll never have to type it in again. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Want to start a little bit here with some basketball before we get back into tonight's football game that you can hear here on ESPN. Do you think the kid from Florida has come down yet after hitting the 70-foot shot to beat North Carolina State at the buzzer on Sunday night?
Rough couple days for North Carolina. I don't know if you saw this last night, Doug, but my beloved Tar Heels, I'm wearing the hat today, going down to Bobby Crimmins and the College of Charleston.
Did anybody know Bobby was still coaching?
I didn't even know he was alive, much less coaching, but College of Charleston outscored North Carolina 39-3 from three-point range last night, which is a lot like what my offensive stats look like in the Ravana High School alumni tournament when I go back. Except I shoot 39 threes.
You're the three.
And I only make one or two or three of them.
Yeah, 82-79 last night, College of Charleston. And North Carolina had to rally just to get it to overtime. And usually that's when you figure, well, the dream is over. But College of Charleston wins it. And it's not like this is a team that's been good for a long time. Mm-hmm. In fact, really good, a chance to go 27-3 and get in the tournament even if they don't win their conference. They're 9-6 now, or something like that. So that's not the case. So College of Charleston 13-32 from 3-point land.
Fire away!
They win the ball game. Wow,
that's a lot of threes.
A bomb of a three to send that baby into overtime. The new rankings are out for both the men and the women. There are four Big 12 teams ranked. Kansas is number one. Texas is number two. Kansas State is number 11. Texas Tech is 22nd. And Texas A&M would be 27th. Baylor would be 30th if you went that far in votes received. Nebraska will open Big 12 play at Texas A&M tomorrow. Tonight they get rid of...
directional Louisiana.
Yeah, they're horrible. They're horrible non-conference schedule. It would seem like with Southeastern Louisiana coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, and you can hear it on the Breeze 94.5 FM. The Nebraska women last night up by five. Last score I saw 32-27. Vermont's 11-2. They're at Vermont. You're going, oh good God! It took 3 days to get there. 94-50, Nebraska wins that ball game. Kelsey Griffin, 25 points and a career-high 16 rebounds. If she doesn't watch out, she's going to be not only a first-team All-American, but she's going to have a chance to be the player of the year.
How about that? Nebraska ball. Greatest show on Birch, Doug.
Nebraska women, well, they're at least scoring. They're playing well. And there are seven teams ranked in the Big 12 on the women's side. 11-1 Iowa State, not one of them.
That's tough.
Nebraska is at Iowa State on Saturday. Nebraska ranked 12th this week. It ties the highest ranking in school history. And again, in the quirkiness of the poll, LSU is 12-1. The one loss was to, Nebraska, mm-hmm. who is 12th behind them.
Of course.
Good job, AP. Way to be. Baylor's 5th, A&M 10th, Nebraska 12th, Oklahoma 14th, Texas 15th, Oklahoma State 23rd, and Kansas is 24th.
How worried should Nebraska be going to Iowa State? It hasn't exactly been a good year for the Huskers going against Iowa State this year, football, volleyball.
The first time around, not so good. The second time around, we beat them down, but we didn't get to play them twice in football. Get the win, and you'll probably move up in the poll and be highest ranking in school history. And
top 10 team, maybe.
When you got eight teams in the top 28 in the country, hey, there's not going to be a whole lot of easies out there.
Yeah.
Good thing you're not playing at Missouri right now. I want to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to take a look at some of the sports items that happened in the last year in the area. We're going to give you a chance to be a winner going into break here. 888-455-ESPN. Let's give away some Harlem Globetrotter tickets. Got a couple pair here for tonight's game, 7 o'clock at the Vieira Events Center, the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. If you've seen them once, you've seen them 15 times. If you've never seen them, it's always worth going back or going for the first time. And we've got some good seats for you for tonight. Pair of tickets. Where are the Nebraska women ranked in the Associated Press Top 20? I just told you. Where are the Nebraska women ranked in the Associated Press Top 20 this week? 888-455-3776. Back after this.
Here it comes again. 33 years of the amazing Camper and Boat Show, all under the roof at Grand Island's Funner Park and Harlan Expo Center. When? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 8, 9, and 10. You'll see all new campers, boats, and this year for the first time, pickups. The area's leading RV dealers, Eagle Crest, Rich & Sons, Dykeman's Camper Place, welcome all to one of Nebraska's premier shows, the huge RV Boat and Pickup Expo, Funner Park, Grand Island, January 8, 9, and 10. You and your spouse are invited to join AgWest Commodities at one of 12 convenient locations for their Ag Outlook 2010. Locations include Kearney, York, Fremont, and Denison, Iowa. You can reserve your place by calling 866-WE-HEDGE or check out the full schedule and register on the AgWest website, goagwest.com.
You gotta go agwest.com. Go AgWest.
RV RV owners know there are only two seasons, RV season and wishing for RV season. And Rich & Sons has a cure for the wishing at the RV Expo Show at the Heartland Event Center, Grand Island. 3 days of the latest designs and models. 3 days of rebates, discounts, and blowouts. 3 days when you can say yes to an RV or camper from Rich & Sons and save even more than ever. Noon to 8, January 8th and 9th. Noon to 5, January 10th. Heartland Event Center, Grand Island. Come see Rich & Sons.
Get the new flooring you've always wanted during Jacoby Carpet One's New Year's Flooring Sale. Choose from carpets starting at just 89 cents a square foot, hardwood flooring from $2.99, and enjoy half-price savings on select ceramic tile. When you buy during January, you can save with our one room or the whole house basic carpet installation for only $99. And with 3 years interest-free financing, qualified buyers can cover your entire home with new flooring and have easy monthly payments. Shop now. Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
ESPN rates bowl season.
We got to this point. It's been hard to get here.
They're going to say, here we are. Come and get us.
Bowl season. Josh Nesbitt and the high-scoring Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets make their first BCS Bowl appearance. Standing in their way are the Iowa Hawkeyes, led by head coach Kirk Ferentz. Georgia Tech, Iowa.
It's the Orange Bowl between the Hawkeyes and the Yellow Jackets. Tuesday night at 6:15 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for our area from Wednesday out into Thursday. As skies stay cloudy through the day today, some scattered flurries or a few snow showers are possible. Temperatures reached around 20 as wind stayed to the southeast. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 16.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Any chance you can play some Metallica, I think, is a good thing, right?
I couldn't be any happier about what's happening right now.
Yeah, you know, I like some Metallica.
I like a lot.
I don't want to listen to it for 3 hours straight, but I like Metallica, so there you go.
If it's too loud, you're too old, Doug.
Well, and if you got a little, well, I'm getting there. Yeah. If you got Irish Metallica, which you know, reminds me, the Dubliner.
What does Irish Metallica remind you of?
The Dubliner. Dubliner. A little whiskey in the jar. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The NCAA this morning has upheld its decision, shocker, to take away wins in as many as 10 Florida State athletic programs, including up to 14 from former Florida or former football coach Bobby Bowden. He retired with 389 wins after that laydown by West Virginia in the Gator Bowl. The Infractions and Appeals Committee said the cooperative efforts of the university in the academic cheating scandal involving 61 Florida State athletes failed to outweigh the aggravating factors in the case. The ruling could also include one of three straight NCAA track championships won by the Seminoles.
Oh, no. Not track.
Florida State still must certify which games that ineligible players competed in due to the to determine the number of wins and records that would be nullified. They played in all the games we lost, assholes. How about that, NCAA?
There you go.
That's what I'd tell them.
That was kind of brutal.
Well, you know, it's 2010.
I'm so angry.
I made it through yesterday.
Look at what Metallica did to you.
I know. I'm mad. Crazy.
You're
mad.
So scared.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not that scared.
We discussed that before Tony left on vacation about, so what? Big deal.
Yeah. What does it matter?
All right, Baz. Chris Baznett filling in from the Kearney Hub today. We call him Baz.
We do call him Baz.
He's got Baz on his license plate. If the car wrecks, help him out. Okay, so we started. Which one of these was first?
Well, let's look at the dates on the front of the paper, Doug.
We could probably figure that out. I was hoping to not go through all of that.
There's a January 1st.
So is this one.
There you go.
Area's biggest upsets.
As a Ravenna graduate, I'm not real happy with how this list turned out.
Yeah, you put just three. You put three here.
We didn't have really any set number for the countdown. We just kind of wanted the best out of each category to kind of give people an idea.
Upsets are when those on top are defeated by those
not on
close
top.
To the top.
No.
It's when it comes to bigger upsets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Wood River's basketball team beating Ravenna last year, and that's, what, coming up in a couple of
a week or two here.
The rematch. Wood River did not have a great basketball season. Had a lot of young kids. Had talent, which is very young.
Mm-hmm.
And Ravenna went on to win state. And Wood River, as you said, these are one of these things. They cross your desk. You look at it, you go, oh, that ain't right. Yeah. You got to double check. Yeah. You go, no, it's
that's
right.
That's what it is.
So that was number three, Wood River beating Ravenna 56-52. And then football, which shocked all of us. I'm not afraid to say that when Kearney Catholic beat Ravenna in the second week of the season this year, 35-0.
And I remember you and I were at the Overton Extel game, and we were getting text message updates. We're going, there's no way this is right. This has got to be the other way around. And even people I know from Kearney Catholic are going, how in the world is this even happening right now?
And it happened, and it was a great rivalry between those two, and then Ravenna got the better of them in the playoffs, and that was the number one upset of the year. Also, at number two, it wasn't a straight win, but it was a tie.
It was a tie. It wasn't a loss for the UNK women's soccer team, who tied Regis 0-0 back in September.
And that was significant why. I mean, Regis was ranked and all that kind of thing.
Regis is a very good team. Later on in the year, Regis beat UNK 10-0. It was UNK's worst loss of the year. This was UNK's last, I guess, non-loss of the season. I believe they lost 16 straight matches after that. So it was, they had some players injured, and they kind of hung on for the tie. So there you go.
Were there any other that made the consideration list?
You know, there were a few. When it came to upsets, was one of the shorter lists we had throughout the year, just because in a lot of the stuff we cover around here, you don't see a ton of upsets. I mean, I guess you could throw the Amherst-Maxwell football game maybe in there. It was an upset. Maybe it wasn't as big as some of the other ones. A couple basketball games here and there. Nothing huge. You know, I guess those are the three that really stood out for us.
And basically your list includes UNK and all high schools.
And all the high schools around here, yeah.
Okay, so the next day we had the best individual performances of the year. And there's always some great individual performances. You single out some high school running backs that had great years, quarterback/running backs, Josh Crowell of Ravenna, Derek Foster of Elm Creek, Dustin Park from Arapahoe, so some very good performances from those kids. That was number four. Then the UNK man who didn't have a great season but had some great performances throughout the year, and Chris Deans lit it up one night.
Talk about coming out of nowhere. That was one of those, again, where we're sitting at our desk going, holy crap, what's this guy trying to pull off? Hit his first 10 shots, scored 35 points, and that's kind of why they brought him to UNK, because he could shoot the three, and he goes out and makes his first 7 3-pointers, and all of a sudden he's got 35 points, and UNK wins.
Number two also involved Ravenna, but they won state. And again, you pick the team, when they're on a roll, they're going to be in a lot of these stories.
That's the way it is.
That's the case there. Connor Baronic, the young freshman at the time, standing so far back from the three-point line. I mean, I guess that's why you go, how is a freshman? Well, a freshman doesn't know any better.
No.
We all know that. It doesn't matter who you play for or what sport. Sometimes a freshman don't know any better, and when they're talented, he hit back-to-back threes after they had let a pretty good lead get away in the state final. And it pretty much rocked the whole Devaney Center, and people that weren't rooting for one team or another were just in awe and shock. And that really was a defining moment that happened in about 30 seconds in that basketball game.
Yeah, just a blink of an eye, and all of a sudden Urbana's up, and everybody's going, what the heck happened? I remember watching the game on TV, and the NETV announcers really, for lack of a better term, kind of lost their mind when Baronic did that, because you don't see anything like that. I mean, you see the occasional dunk and stuff like that, but you don't see this skinny kid standing 30 feet away, firing away and drilling 2 3-pointers. So it's one of those deals, again, you know, call me a Ravenna homer if you want, but like you said, that was one of the defining moments, really, when it came to the state tournament, was Connor hitting those back-to-back threes after Ravenna had blown a 15-point lead, got him back in front. They didn't trail the rest of the way, and, you know, you look at Connor and you go, how can this kid even fire a ball that far? He's so freaking skinny and tall. But like you said, it's Connor Baronic. Anybody who knows him knows that he doesn't really know any better, and he's going to not be afraid to shoot him. When you're playing one-on-one against Drake Baronic, every day you got to learn to shoot from a long ways away, and that's basically what he said after the game. He says, you know, nobody's guarding me out there, so I have to shoot those, which you kind of go, well, no, you don't. But but he did, and it worked out for him.
You know how this usually works. I have that clip somewhere, and you think I could find it in 30 seconds? No. And then number one was the outstanding pitching performance for Ryan Shelton of UNK. A couple of local boys have really done some good things on the mound for UNK.
Talk about, that's easily the most dominant performance. One of the great individual performances I've seen in my 8 years at the Hub was when Ryan Shelton, going against Colorado State Pueblo, who came in with the number two batting average in the nation, led the nation in home runs, triples, doubles, slugging percentage, pretty much any hitting category you want to talk about. They're the best offensive team in the nation in Division II. Ryan Shelton comes in, strikes out 17 of the 30 batters he faces in 8 innings. And, of course, it being a UNK baseball game, there's only about 150 or so people there to see it. Really one of the like you said, where he wanted to throw it, he threw it. His control was incredible that game. It was just one of those deals where Pueblo got frustrated. They got very angry, and that also led to another one of the stories that really not a lot of people know about from that. Pueblo's coach was so frustrated with what Sheldon was doing to these guys, he pulled all nine of his starters off the field, made them walk back to the hotel, which was down by the interstate. And, of course, if you know where Memorial Field is in relation to...
I saw that.
Yeah, people were coming up into the press box going, I just saw a bunch of baseball players walking through Harmon Park. What's going on? Well, it turns out Colorado State's Pueblo's coach said, oh, you guys can walk back to the hotel after performing like that. He threw nine backups on the field, and that didn't help either because UNK went on the game, win the game, I believe it was 12-4 or something like that, blew him out. So, Ryan Sheldon, great, great, great performance.
Here would be the first issue I have.
Okay.
All right. Because not even really a mention of what probably, Derek, was the greatest actual sporting moment of the entire year. And I don't blame you for not putting this on the radar because you just probably didn't get. But you got to think Pug Bertrand, three times champion of the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest, dominating the way that they all did, and our winners this year, and just, you know, the way that they guzzled down dogs.
That's an egregious error on my part, and the Kearney Hub's part. I want to apologize on behalf of the Kearney Hub for not
no reversals
Pug
this year. Is that right?
No reversals.
Last year reversal. This year
I feel bad. I feel embarrassed. I feel like I've let the community down. I feel like I've let our listeners down here today by not including Pug Bertrand.
Now, and again, over the time here, you have, an individual performance, we'll get to it as one of your top 10 stories, and we'll do that last. But I think some of the things that are left off end up being even bigger stories, and they make the overall top 10.
And that's the tough thing about this. You know, we'd love to include more in these lists, but you only have so much space you can in the paper that we can put these things in. So it makes for some tough decisions. And like you said, some stuff's going to get let out that most certainly deserves to be on a lot of these lists.
When you win a state volleyball or a state wrestling or whatever, it doesn't just automatically become the biggest story of the year. Because it's great that we are fortunate enough to have usually one or two state champions in some sport every year. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, games you wish you could have seen.
This was something we came up with. This was obviously having a three-man sports staff at the Hub. We can't get to every game, and you know that as well as anyone covering basketball and football. So these are games that nobody was at, whether it be us newspaper guys, radio guys like yourself. These are games that maybe for whatever reason we're out of our region, we couldn't get to them. Games that we didn't think were going to end up being that great that turned out to be awesome in the case of one of those on that list that happened to be in our coverage area.
Well, yeah, number one, it wasn't supposed to be that much of a game, but it had a moment. Number three was a Litchfield and a triple overtime boys game, which kind of spurred them on to great things and making it to state. Mm-hmm. Number two was, again, UNK baseball. And I guess I'll go here. UNK baseball got hit a lot, and you threw in a soccer, and then he threw in a basketball. So there was, but volleyball had such a great year.
And that's the thing. Again, you know, you look at some of the great games that happened throughout the year, and UNK volleyball was involved in a lot of those. If you look in the paper today, we've got the best games of the year, and actually UNK volleyball makes an appearance on that list for their match against UNO that went five sets, was close all five sets. But again, the caveat with this is these were games we couldn't get to. We got to a lot of the UNK matches, so we saw them. For instance,
UNK baseball on the road.
Yeah, in Denver. We're not going to get to that one, so that's why that made the list. And again, the Kearney High soccer match against Hastings, which was our number one, when Josh Gable scored off the opening kickoff from about 60 yards out. And
which made Sports Center. It's on YouTube. You can go out there and find it. And UNK baseball team was number two. They were down 10-4 to Metro with two outs in the ninth.
Scored eight runs with two outs. I don't know how you do it. I mean, it's the RMAC. I can understand how you do that because everybody in the RMAC can hit the baseball. But with two outs, you're a 12-26 baseball team. You know, it's really easy to say, let's get one more out and get on the bus and go home. But UNK, to their credit, rallied, stunned Metro. That really kind of spurred them on for the rest of their season. They ended up qualifying for the RMAC tournament again. And that was, I think you could point to that game where they kind of got hot and kind of made their run for the end of the year.
Your thoughts, maybe you've seen the articles, maybe you're listening to us talk about them here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Your thoughts on any of those lists. Again, the top games of the year.
Top games of the year today will be the last in this series of columns.
And it all started right before New Year's with the top 10 stories of the year. And we always joust back and forth. But just bringing it up, let me quickly run down what they had. The last couple of years, there's always been one or two in there. Tony and I have before Christmas usually went down what we think is going to be big, and then the list comes out. Well, we didn't exactly get to that this year. But here's the top 10. Number 10, Michael Klingensmith of Kearney Catholic becomes a three-time state wrestling champion. And there's a little story with each one of these, but yep. These are the headlines. Of course, he broke numerous Class C records. Number 9, the UNK women's soccer team setting the Division II record when 3,227 fans watched the season opener. Well, again, soccer team didn't set the record. The fans set that
the
record.
The fans set the record.
That is just,
yeah.
that is just again, showing what UNK does out there.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8. Tervell Delognev qualifying for the U.S. wrestling team and winning a bronze medal at the World Wrestling Championships. Of course, the former All-American national champion, Loper. I would have put that higher on the list.
And that was one of the deals. You look at these stories and you go, okay, where does this fit in? Where does this fit in? And you're right. A lot of these could have moved basically into any other of these spots.
Jabba Chamberlain winning Game 4 of the World Series for the Yankees is number 7. Now, again, folks, Jabba started his college career at the University of Nebraska at Kearney before transferring to Nebraska and then going on to all the great things he's done. So, again, that's one of those, like, picking Husker football.
Yeah.
Jabba's always going to have a connection.
And, again, Jabba's still very close with a lot of the players here that he's still very close with Coach Day here. So, again, it's a local connection. It's a bit of a stretch maybe for us, but it's something that we felt needed to be on the list.
Kearney High boys soccer team, state runner-up in a gut-wrenching fashion. As Millard West scored with 2 seconds to go in the match to win that. And Holdridge girls soccer team also went to the finals.
Yeah, this is one I thought could have been higher. You're looking at the first teams outside of basically Lincoln or Omaha to make it to the finals, and Kearney High getting so close. Like you said, Millard West scores with 2.2 seconds left, I believe, to win that title from
Maybe they win, it's higher.
Maybe if they win, it's
kind of like Grand Island winning state baseball.
Yeah, if they win, it's probably number maybe 1 or 2 on our list.
Number 5 was the Kearney Post 52 Juniors winning their third consecutive state baseball championship. I don't care what you're doing, and it seems like it's even tougher to do in baseball. That's a heck of an accomplishment for Brad Archer and his crew.
And not only winning the state title, you look at their record the last 3 seasons. I think we've got it here. It's 140-21 in the last 3 seasons. That's some pretty good baseball with a team that usually has new kids on it every year as you kind of move up through the ranks.
We get another Ravenna reference at number 4, which maybe is a little high. If you're going to move something up, you got to move something down.
Mm-hmm.
They win both boys and girls state basketball titles. Again, all of a sudden this is where you run into some issues. We've been around long enough that we're used to Ravenna winning. It's like you're used to Sandy Creek used to be winning all the time, and they're doing it again. You pick the school.
Yep.
If you've been on a run, Howell's in football, sometimes you go, well, they did it again. It's not that big of a story.
Yeah, and you can argue that. The reason I think this is so high is because they were the first team from our region to win the boys-girls double. It was kind of a neat deal there. The boys kind of weren't expected to win the state title.
Should have done that. 3 years ago? Yeah. Okay, anyway. And then you follow that up with Drake Baronic, the number 3 story, transferring to Nebraska, the RMAC Player of the Year, the leading scorer for the UNK men's basketball team, leaving school.
And just the last, and I guess a string of defections, you could call it, from the UNK basketball team. We kind of maybe thought it might happen. It kind of played itself out over the summer. Was he going to go? Was he not going to go? It finally happened, and basically he said, I want my shot at Division I. And he said, you know, if we would have won more games here, I might have stayed, but I want to take my shot at Division I and see what I can do.
And again, since he's going to be a senior, he has to, whatever the paperwork is, he has to set out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Normally you wouldn't have to, but whatever the story is, he has to. He'll have 1 year.
1 year of eligibility to do it. So if he doesn't get to start, if he doesn't get to play, then...
It's a lot like Derek Meyer with the football team.
It is.
Who graduated from Silver Lake. Mm-hmm. That's all the time he has left. Number 2, and I thought 1 and 2 were... Probably 1 and 2. The Tri-City Storm and Arena change, both the Storm and the Arena change ownership after the worst season in franchise history. Let's face it, if the season and everything was in the toilet, I mean, somebody was reaching for the handle because it was in bad, bad shape. The Storm as a hockey team was not in good shape, and Joel Weans wanted to get rid of the arena.
Wanted nothing to do with
and they needed somebody. And so far, it would seem like Kirk Brooks has been, I mean, not only just somebody to take it over and keep it solvent, but to bring it in and to do what he's done. And with Greg Shea and the staff that they have out there, there's a big fat wet kiss for you boys because they're doing it right.
Kirk Brooks, I think, has been exactly what this organization needed, what the arena needed. He's been somebody to pump money into the into the arena to make improvements, to do some things to try and get fans back out there, and that's just something you didn't see.
Yeah, and they're still working on those improvements. I mean, eventually they will hire a quality PA guy out there. So.
Oh, hi, Derek.
Thanks.
Appreciate that.
Did they renew your contract?
No, I don't have a contract. That way they can just kick me to the curb whenever.
It's like being in radio, isn't it?
It is. Hey, we don't need you anymore.
No, Derek does a great job as the voice of the
storm. Thank you.
Friday
that
and Sunday.
Made me all warm inside.
And the number one story, the UNK football team making the playoffs, winning their first ever NCAA Division II football game.
Pretty much a slam dunk there, I think, for number one. First playoff win, maybe best season in school history. You win 11 games, you beat UNO, you do all these things. You went at home to win that first playoff game, which, again, I think 1,500 people were there. So, thanks for showing up, UNK fans, to see something historic. But, Rustin Dring has a
Nora
great
went
year.
Went to the soccer match. It's all timing.
Yeah.
It's all timing.
Yeah, you're right. Slam dunk. I mean, as soon as they won that playoff game, you knew this was something that was going to be pretty special in the history of not only UNK football, but UNK sports in general.
I look at this, and Daddy accuses me of this all the time, although lately I've been doing so much better, and he's been the guy that hates life. I think I look on here, there is only one pseudo-negative story. And usually that is what you see as the basis of a top 10, and that's Drake Veronik leaving to go to Nebraska. Mm-hmm. I think everything else here is a positive story. I will say, and it occurred to me as we were talking here, I think without a doubt what probably should have been included in the top 10 was the collapse of the Loper volleyball team at the end of the season.
And see, that's something, again, when we sit around at the end of the year, we'll ask each other, okay, what happened this year? And a lot of times we'll stare at each other with blank faces because we don't remember what happened for the last 12 months because there's just so much different stuff. And not to be boring, but I agree with you. I think it's something, starting with the conference tournament, where they just absolutely had a meltdown culminating in the regional finals or the regional sweep in the first round. You're right, it should have been on the list. I agree.
And it was so quick.
It was like that. They went from being a team that had won, 30 matches in a row, something like that, to a team that couldn't get out of its own way. When
lost
it got
the last six sets of the season.
Yeah, and hadn't lost that many sets, seemed like, all year. Had just dominated. And that's, again, something where when we look back after the list has come out in the paper, we look at it and go, we smack our foreheads and go, oh, my gosh, we forgot this. That should have been on there. That was one of those things, like you say, that probably should have made the list.
Anything else you kind of pulled for that didn't make the list?
it's kind of funny when we sat down and made this list. We came up, I think the first time we made the list, we came up with eight. So we're going, uh-oh, we got to find two more stories here to make our list. So we're kind of scratching and clawing. And I think we ended up with like 12 things, and I couldn't even tell you what the other two were that didn't make the cut. So I think for the most part, we were pretty happy with how the list turned out, with the exception, of UNK Volleyball not being on there.
So that's a kind of a list of what has happened here in the past year. If you want to add your thoughts, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the number that we gave away. Four sets of tickets, because that's the way we roll here, to the Harlem Globetrotters. Jeremy and Ryan, both from Kearney, Jim of Grand Island, and Mark in Holdridge, they all are going to the Harlem Globetrotters tonight. Congratulations. Did we get rid of them all then, Derek?
We actually have a couple more we can do.
Holy moly.
Two more sets of two tickets.
If you want a bucket of confetti in your face, get ready.
Wow. Okay.
Some tickets
away. Hold on. What's the weather like outside? It's ski weather.
Maybe folks. It's cold outside.
And Misco Sports, you think about them for all your indoor activities.
Absolutely.
Don't forget the outdoor activities. A great selection of ski apparel with Red Ledge ski coats. Half off. That's the price, people. Red Ledge ski pants are on sale as well. They've got Wigwam stocking caps. Half off. They also have Columbia gloves, Nike and Adidas stocking caps, all to keep you warm. Did they really say 17 below this week?
That's what I hear. You're going to need a hat. You're going to need a coat.
You're going to need layers, and Misco Sports has them for you, and they've got them on sale on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week. And to get you going in 2010, all shoes in stock on sale. Whether you're getting ready for spring, whether you're just spending some of the holiday cash on the kids or yourself, Misco Sports is the place to be. 1-888-455-ESPN, that is the phone number. And let's give away those final two sets of tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters tonight at the Viero Events Center. 7 o'clock is the tip-off. And you know what? Let's not make it hard. Let's just give it away to callers number 37 and... No.
Can we get maybe a little lower of a number?
How about
8.
How about like 9?
The first two people that can tell me what the top story of the year was in the Kearney Hub, they get the tickets. We'll be back after this.
This is football champion Michael Strahan. With my busy schedule, I've found quick and easy ways to keep myself healthy. I've learned how to get a full body workout in just 15 minutes and stronger, more resilient skin in less than 15 seconds with Vaseline Men Fast Absorbing Lotion. Log on to StrongerSkin.com to see how I stay healthy and in shape no matter where I am. And enter for a chance to win a trip to Los Angeles for a private session with a personal trainer to the pros, as well as weekly prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. See www.StrongerSkin.com for rules.
Hello, radio listener. You know, people say the nicest things about Campbell's Chunky Chicken Noodle Soup. Like, it's filling and delicious. It's a good source of protein. It would be perfect if it had all white meat chicken. Well, now it's perfect. Campbell's Chunky Chicken Noodle Soup still has everything you love, and now all white meat chicken. And what's even perfecter, if that were a word, Campbell's Chunky will give you $5. Yes, $5 in money-saving coupons at Chunky.com. Campbell's Chunky Soup. Satisfying and nutritious.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Winter weather advisory is in effect for our area from Wednesday out into Thursday. As skies stay cloudy through the day today, some scattered flurries or a few snow showers are possible. Temperatures reached around 20 as wind stayed to the southeast. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 16.
The All Valley Championship. I'm inspired.
Doug and Daddy's show. Chris Bassnett of the Kearney Hub filling in for Big Daddy, who's on vacation until Friday. We expect he'll be back then.
Yeah, buddy.
Now, tomorrow on the program, folks, Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach. We're getting ready for the Cliff Keen National Duels, so we'll talk about that. Also, our Husker Roundtable is coming up tomorrow. We will have some special guests, including Steve Sipple of the Lincoln Journal-Star and our normal gang. We hope to have Mitch Sherman of the World Herald, Sean Callahan.
Cast of thousands.
Joining us, yeah, on the show tomorrow. Thursday, we're going to talk with Kearney High girls coach Jason Boyd. They are in the top 10 again this week. We're going to talk to Sean Kelly, the head wrestling coach at Hastings College, because they host the Hastings Open this weekend. And Joe DeMeo wraps up the fantasy football season with us as well. We have given away the final Harlem Globetrotter tickets. Of course, the UNK football team winning a Division II playoff game was the number one story. And who won the tickets?
I got Dave from Ravenna and Chris from Kearney going tonight.
Cool. Mark in Minden says, Todd Gatula leaving the Hub doesn't make the top 10.
Not a sports story.
Not really a story.
Well, you know.
The top 10 is out. This is part of the localness of our show that we like to get to. Everybody wants to know kind of where they're ranked, if they're getting jobbed or not. So let's take a look. Omaha World Herald, we went over A and B yesterday. C and D, this is the first rankings since the new year, so
since
a lot
the preseason.
Could be a lot of changes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since the preseason for the boys. And C1, Shadron in the Omaha paper remains number one, and Hastings St. Cecilia is number two, and Grand Island Central Catholic's number three in both the Omaha and the Lincoln. Minden is 10th in the Omaha paper. They are not ranked in the Lincoln. St. Paul is in at number 8. Class C2 boys, Omaha Paper has Ravenna number 1 still, with their only loss coming to Central Catholic. Axtell 3rd. In the Lincoln paper, unbeaten Harnington CC and Archbishop Bergen are 1 and 2, and then Ravenna's 3rd, Axtell 4th, and Burwell is 5th. So a little change there. In D1, Humphrey boys are ranked number 1 in the Omaha World Herald and in the Lincoln Journal Star. And then Loup City is 4th, 5 and 2, but they've lost to Jed Secretera, and they have lost to two very solid ball clubs. Eustace Farnham is 6th. Overton is 7th. That is in the Omaha paper. In the Lincoln paper, Eustace Farnham is 3rd, Overton 4th, and Loup City is not rated. And finally, the D2 boys, Ewing, is ranked number 1 in both papers. In the Omaha paper, Hampton 5th, SEM 7th, Pleasanton 8th, Hartland Lutheran 9th, and Giltner 10th. In the Lincoln paper, Hartland Lutheran is 6th, Giltner 7th, Lawrence Nelson 8th, SEM 9th. Congratulations to Hartland Lutheran. I believe this is the first time they have ever been rated in anything in their school's history. A young school.
Playing well.
You know, just not a lot has been talked about. We've talked about their football program and the uniqueness of that, but good job there by the basketball program.
And they've got a couple star players, at least one star player. I don't remember his name off the top of my head because obviously we don't cover the Grand Island schools, but they've been getting her done so far.
So we'll keep an eye on them, and maybe they'll knock a few heads around here in the month of January. Girls, Omaha World Herald and Lincoln Journal Star and C1. Wahoo Newman is number 1. Kearney Catholic is 4th in both publications. And in the Omaha paper, Minden is Southern Valley 6th, Minden 7th, Adams Central 8th. And in the Lincoln Journal Star, Southern Valley 9th, Minden 10th. C2, Sandy Creek is number 1 in the Omaha. Aquinas is number 1 in the Lincoln. Sandy Creek 2nd. Sutton is also in the top 10. In both papers. In the D1 girls, Humphrey, how weird is that? They are number 1 boys and girls in the state. In the Omaha, Silver Lake remains number 1 in the Lincoln Journal Star. Other teams that are ranked as far as D1 girls, there just aren't any from the area. Exeter Milligan, for our friends east of Hastings, is ranked 6th. D2, Chambers is number 1. Pleasanton is 3rd in the Omaha World Herald. Lawrence Nelson, 8th. Greeley-Walbach, 9th. Pleasanton is 5th in the Omaha. Lawrence and Greeley both ranked as well. So there you go. Your thoughts, you've seen a lot of what I've seen. You've seen some different games. Anything that has surprised you so far? Eustace Farnham, I'm hearing a lot about. Sandy Creek is a surprise to the eastern portion of the listening area. Your thoughts?
I think a team that people, and this is a team that you're not going to cover, but Eustace Farnham boys are going to be a force to be reckoned with, I think, down the stretch here. Drew Watovic is probably one of the better athletes you've never heard of, was the quarterback for their football team, has kind of been a star there for the last few years. Another surprise, a team that's not ranked but doing very well, the Elwood boys. I believe they're 5-1 right now. They've beaten SEM, who a lot of people thought were going to be pretty good. I'm going to get a chance to watch Elwood tonight. We'll see what they've got going on down there. Coach Bonjoff has, I believe it's his two boys, Braden and Brandon, both start for them, and they've been having a good year so far. We'll see how they look tonight.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Peter in Kearney for Chris Baznett says, as far as the top 10 stories of the year, what about Noah Keller and the Fighting Frank Solich?
How are they doing their bowl game? I forget.
But you know, nine-win season. I don't know if it's a top 10, but Noah Keller's performance. 16 tackles in the MAC championship, 17 in the bowl game, which was after the list came out. But, yeah, and he could be a story next year.
Number 5 tackler in the entire nation, I believe, after the regular season. Led the MAC in tackles all-conference. He was the captain this year for that team as a junior.
And apparently Peter thinks this is a bigger story. The Vampire Mooses winning the Kearney football game.
Congratulations to Peter on winning your fantasy football league. At least one of us could pull that off.
It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you have not won in the last 2 months, here is your chance to win a $25 gift card. Man, you've probably had it over Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, a lot of eating going on. And then you open the fridge and you go, where'd all the food go?
Yeah.
It's time to fire up 2010 the right way. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Carrie and the gang located right across from Bob's Superstore on Highway 30 here in Kearney. If you haven't won the last 2 months, you're eligible. $25 gift card as we go to our final break here. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. It was on This week in history, it's a BCSA game, one of the greatest football games in college football history, at least maybe the top game of the last decade, was Texas's win over Southern Cal in the Rose Bowl for the national championship. Is that correct? Was it the Rose Bowl?
Yeah. God, the BCS National Championship played in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, and so that's where we are again. That's where we are again right now. Texas won the national championship.
They did.
Snapping the University of Southern Cal's winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
How many consecutive games had Southern California won in a row? It's not easy for Troutman's, folks.
Ooh.
How long was Southern Cal's winning streak that was snapped that night? 888-455-ESPN. We're back after this.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-5707. 1-800-441-5707. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
One room of the whole house for just $99 installation. It's Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Homes New Year's Flooring Sale. During the month of January, shop our showrooms in Hastings and Kearney for carpet for every room in your home. And get our basic installation, one room of the whole house for just $99. And with Carpet One's exclusive Simply Beautiful Guarantee, we guarantee you'll love your new carpet or we'll replace it free. Shop Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home today. Downtown Hastings and downtown Kearney.
Shop now through January 31st. Some exclusions may apply. See store for details.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for our area from Wednesday out into Thursday. As skies stay cloudy through the day today, some scattered flurries or a few snow showers are possible. Temperatures reached around 20 as wind stayed to the southeast. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 16.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program.
I feel like I should light a cigarette while I'm listening to this song.
You are true. You're true. We do have a winner for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who is our winner, Derek?
Keith from Kearney, $25 over at Troutman's waiting for it.
He knew that USC had won 34 consecutive football games before losing to Texas in the last 20 seconds of the national championship game. That's the way you got to go. That's the way you got to go.
That's, hey, if you're going to lose, you might as well lose in the greatest game ever.
They weren't even halfway home to Smith Center, Kansas record.
No.
Yeah. No. Tonight, here on ESPN Radio, Iowa takes on Georgia Tech. And a lot of people, if you get on just the main ESPN site before the bowl games began, they had the fake playoffs where you could put in the 16 teams that are the top 16 in the BCS or the fan rankings of the power, or you could do your own. So I went ahead and put them in as I would have ranked them. And then it plays it out randomly. Mm-hmm. Georgia Tech won my national championship as the nine seed.
Wow, Cinderella story.
Can't stop that triple option.
They beat TCU in the semifinals, Derek.
And, oh,
and,
wow.
And And Oregon beat LSU.
Hey.
I mean, that just shows you how weird it was. I mean, totally random. I had Alabama number one, Texas number two, Boise State number three.
Yeah.
They got upset in the first round by LSU.
Mm.
But congratulations. Tonight, Georgia Tech takes on Iowa. Your thoughts?
You know, I love watching Georgia Tech play football. I love that triple option. I love a college team that throws it six times a game, and every pass is 40 yards downfield, and it's just a jump ball to our 6'6 guy who happens to lead the conference in yards per catch because all he does is catch deep balls. It's a tough offense to prepare for. I know Iowa has a good defense. I know Iowa's been in a lot of close games. I think they're going to have a tough time stopping this option tech, even with a month to get ready for it.
Yeah, I think Georgia Tech, it's fun to watch the option when it works.
Yeah, when it's run well, when it's executed properly, when the timing's right, it's a thing of beauty.
When Turner Gill runs his pivot.
Oh.
So, so awesome. Yeah, I picked Georgia Tech in my pools. And obviously, if they won the national championship.
Well, yeah, you must know what you're talking about. So, yeah. I mean, that's obviously exactly how it would have went in real life. So,
Again, tomorrow on the show, we're going to have our Husker Roundtable here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to be bringing in some of our Husker insiders to talk about the end of the season, where Nebraska's going, where they're at on the recruiting circuit. We've already, if you've been reading some of the publications, talking about quarterbacks that might be interested in coming to Nebraska now that they do kind of want to have one come in since Tyler Gabbert decommitted a month ago. So we'll talk about that. And where everybody thinks the Huskers truly are as far as the 2010 season, and now that 2009 ended on such a high note, and where did this Zach Lee come from in the month of December? Also tomorrow on the show, Mark Bauer for our weekly UNK Loper Link to talk about the Loper wrestling team and their trip to the Cliff Keen National Duels. Chris Bazinet of the Kearney Hub, hey, thanks for joining us the last couple of days.
Always a pleasure, my man. Anytime I can help out, I'm glad to do it.
Well, you know, we'll put you off of double secret probation. And you've moved up to just probation.
That's good to know.
How are the wedding plans coming?
Talk to the fiance. I have no. I just know what time I'm supposed to be there, so that's all I'm worried about.
So great. We'll take a break. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy it, everybody.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.